We're now getting some data on how Hurricane Helene and other disasters have affected South Carolina agriculture this year. To tell us about it, Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers, some pretty sobering numbers coming out right now.
That they are, and certainly Helene made us acutely aware of the 2024 and its impact on our crops. But as we began to look, we realized that the drought of the summer and Tropical Storm Debbie played a part as well. So as Clemson personnel and extension were gathering the data that we're going to discuss, they covered all three disasters in their inquiries of our farmers.
Commissioner for Crops, Livestock, and Infrastructure, what does that number look like?
Well, for that category, and it is a direct impact, and adding to that number that we'll discuss is the indirect impact on South Carolina's economy. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, for crops and some livestock, poultry, and then for some infrastructure, especially from Helene, that total is just under $428 million.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of that infrastructure directly from Helene. And timber is being separated out separately, but there was a lot of damage there as well, right?
It was. The number that the Forestry Commission gave us was $46 million. Now, got to bear in mind, some of our timber prices are at historic lows. Hmm. So were it an average market year, that number would be higher as well. So between the categories we've discussed, we're looking $475 million, and I'm calling it just somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million, because I think that number will go up.
A few days ago, I know you had a listening call to give farmers information about resources and hear from them. What were some of the things that you heard that day?
Well, from the farmers who called in, and I think we had nearly 250, we got the questions about cleaning up timber and repairing fence lines, and what would be the flexibility on crop insurance with the hurricane designations, those things that trigger different payouts, if you will, on a crop insurance policy. So as folks were asking questions, we just knew how much challenges they were facing, and the purpose of that call and of the Department of Agriculture was just to bring together all the leadership that had resources to bring to the recovery effort, let them discuss them, let farmers ask the necessary questions to move forward.
A special email address has been set up there at the department for those who would like to get more information. What is that address?
That's right. Just to make it easy for people to ask a question after the fact, they go, gosh, who should I call? Who should I contact? We created disaster, D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R, at scda.sc.gov. So no matter if the call should go to Clemson or go to USDA, that's an easy way for a farmer to ask his or her question or make a comment or get some information, and we will route it to the right person.
You know, just looking over these numbers, which, by the way, we're going to post on our website at sfntoday.com, Commissioner, it has South Carolina agriculture has really taken a lot of blows this year, hasn't it?
It has, when you realize that our farm gate receipts, in other words, we know that the total impact of growing things in South Carolina is over $50 billion. But when we talk about what money goes to the farm for the production of that raw product, be it milk, September soybeans, it's in that a little over $5 billion. Mm. So you can see that 10% of this year's crop value and the infrastructure has been lost. It's not unlike the flood of 2015 when it was right at harvest time. All the money has gone into the crop, all the investment ready for the revenue from harvest, and in some cases like cotton, a good portion of that harvest yield is gone, especially yeah. in the western half of the state that Helene impacted. So the timing of well, it's never a good time for a disaster. How about that? But the timing of Helene just makes the problem even greater.
Absolutely does. Well, it just seems like one way or the other, extreme weather just keeps becoming more and more the norm rather than the exception, doesn't it?
It does. Now, the key is now following up. For the farmers, they have a deadline of October 25, which is, 8-9 days away next week, I guess. They have to apply to NRCS, that's Natural Resource Conservation Service, that has quite an array of disaster recovery programs for fence repair and for tree removal, things like that. So there's that deadline that farmers should be aware of.
Very good. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, going forward, we're going to see what the uninsured or uncovered expenses that our farmers have, and then we will join with other states. We've had phone calls with other states as well as the Secretary of Agriculture to make them aware. We will speak together with one voice to ask for a disaster assistance bill to cover some of these crop losses. I know you probably spoke with Commissioner Troxler. Their losses are going to be even greater. Georgia's even greater than ours just because they took the full blow of Helene from south to north. We only got Helene in the northwest corner of the state. So, again, for the entire southeast, it's quite be well into the multiple billions of dollars of loss.
And numbers still being crunched, and the evaluations and assessments are continuing. So, as you've alluded to, Commissioner, certainly these numbers will go up in the days to come, and we'll bring them to you right here on the Southern Farm Network.